Stop button alt plus S.
Hi guys, this is Jake Gross. In this podcast, I'm going to be talking about my recording setup, and I'll be showing you guys the apps that are on my computer. I noticed that that's been a thing on Any Audio lately, so I thought I'd do it all in one podcast. So I'm using a Blue Yeti microphone with a DS4 Ultimate Mechanical Keyboard, and my Yeti's also my sound card as well. And this computer has an Intel Core i7, 32 gigs of RAM. Well, the Intel Core i7 is actually a quad core running at 3.6 gigahertz, 128 gigabyte SSD drive. Well, Windows only sees 120 gigs of it, because you know it uses some of that space for other things like system restore and other such things. And I have a 4 terabyte mechanical hard drive, and I have my portable hard drive, which is 500 gigs, and it's a custom built computer, and it has another sound card in it. So technically I have 3 sound cards: my Yeti, which is my mic, but it's also a sound card, the Realtek card, and I have a C-Media CMI 8738 in here as well. The DAC, digital to analog converter, is not that great, but you know, it works, and I have some speakers hooked up to it. So if I
synthesizer night speakers, Yeti cable, SPNIF Realtek, SPNIF interface, CMI 8000 Realtek digital out cable input speakers, CMI.
If I turn up the volume on the speaker, it's actually going through the speaker. The channels are reversed, so which basically means whatever is supposed to be on the left is on the right. So
virtual recorder dialog. Stop button alt plus S.
So there you go. So that's my basic recording setup. Let me know if I forgot to mention anything, but I also use VB audio cable as well sometimes. If let's say I wanted to record a MIDI playing, but I didn't want to record anything else, I could, you know, record the set Windows output to go to VB audio, and then set my screen reader to go to my speakers or my regular sound card, and then that will not be captured, and I could disable Windows sounds and other things so those don't get in there as well. Anyway, I'm gonna go to my start menu.
Start menu. VLC virtual alt back.
I'm gonna all program.
Search Audacity 1 of 55 level 1.
Audacity, which I do some audio editing whenever I record MIDIs. I sometimes like to edit silence out of the beginning because I use them in like some productions for my school, like because I take a video and film class at school, and basically I give them some recordings of OPL3 FM synthesis being, you know, that kind of thing, and we use them in the productions sometimes, so I think that's pretty awesome.
Default programs 255 level desktop gadget FUBAR 2004.
I use that as one of my media players.
Internet Explorer 64 bit 5 of 55
yes,
level.
Yes, Internet Exploder. Yeah.
Internet Explorer
32 bit, obviously.
Microsoft Virtual PC 7 of 55 level 1.
I have this on my system because sometimes I use this to play with the very bad FM synthesis that it emulates.
Mozilla Firefox 8 of 55 level 1. Note Writer 9 of 55 level 1.
Note Writer, the text editor program that I wrote, and I have it installed on here.
Ansys 10 of 55 level 1.
Let's do build setups. I installed it a while back, and I think I might want to remove it because I don't really use it, because I wanted to see how easy it would be to port stuff from Inno setup to this thing, and it's, you know, it's kind of hard, so I just thought I'll just be using Inno setup then.
SF Pack 11 of 55 level 1.
It lets you pack and unpack sound fonts.
Windows DVD Maker 12 of Windows Fax and Windows Media Center 40.
And if I don't talk about anything, it's just because it's already there.
Windows Media Player 5, Windows Update 6, XPS Viewer Set 7 Zip Collapse Dating of 55 level
7
1.
7 Zip, my favorite archive manager utility.
Accessories collapse 19 on CMake collapse 20 on
CMake. I installed that because I wanted to compile stuff with Cygwin, which Cygwin is like some Unix like terminal environment for Windows, and I had to, you know, install CMake to build some stuff, or at least tried to build some stuff, but it failed. So I don't need that on my computer either, but I thought I'll have it on there just in case I want to try to build something else, but yeah.
COM 0, COM collapsed, 21 of 55, level 1.
For the virtual Brown Speak driver, I gotta have that installed.
SIGWIN collapsed.
SIGWIN, already mentioned, well, it's in here too. It's in the start menu too, so yeah.
Equalizer APO 1.0.
Equalizer APO, this is cool. I'll probably do a podcast on this later. It lets you add like filters and stuff to your audio output. And, you know, it's like an equalizer for your entire system. So, you know, you could add bass to your entire, you know, system output and stuff. So,
eSpeak collapsed, 24.
eSpeak, I have my own version of the Sappy 5 eSpeak with the speech player stuff.
ETI eloquence collapsed.
Yes, the only reason I have ETI Eloquence installed on here was I just wanted to play with it because I was bored once. I mean, I know that's not lightning because I don't use Eloquence anyway, so. You know, I just wanted to play with it again because it's been a while since I messed with it.
Files in FTP client collapse 20.
Files
context menu. Start mesh, get him by the line, main MMO, MB, Python, quick window, and November, game files.
Oh, there we go. So, I was, yeah, accidentally hit the context menu. So, files on my FTP client.
Games collapse 27, MDisk collapse.
MDisk, my stuff I use for my RAM drive. I did a podcast on that a while back, so you could check that out too.
IMF creator collapse.
IMF creator, this program, I mainly use it to edit OP2 files. Like, I could actually edit the parameters of OP2 patch sets and use them in the Doom drive. So, I haven't made any custom patches that I actually saved. I was just playing with stuff. So, yeah.
In no setup, 5 collapsed. 30.
No setup, I used to build setup programs.
Java collapsed. 30.
Java, I'd install it because of some VST instruments that I have.
L and H collapsed.
Luna and Hospi, the text to speech stuff and the SM speech to music coding software that I have.
L and H TTS collapsed. 33 on 55, level 1.
That is the.
Expand level 2 L and HTTS evaluator 1 of level 1 L X level 2 L and HSMC demo 1 of 1 all programs tree view.
Oh, they're actually in two separate things.
Level 2 L and HSMC demo 1 of 1 music M4 of all program level 1 L and HTTP level 2 L and HSMC demo 1 of 1 level 1 L and H expand collapse L and Longcat audio collapsed.
Longcat audio is like some 3D audio thing. I actually haven't opened this menu.
Expand level 2H3D binaural spatializer expanded 1 of 1. Level 3 manual level 2H level 3 manual English 1 of 3 manual for uninstalled manual computer C6 all pro manual level 2H collapsed. Level 1 on cat collapsed.
Those manuals and stuff. That's what I used for my 3D stuff earlier.
Loop B1 internal MIDI port collapsed 35 of 55 level 1.
I have this so basically it lets you send the MIDI output of an application into the MIDI input of another application, kind of like an audio cable. So let's say I wanted to have the MIDI output of a MIDI player going to like Reaper or whatever for a VST. I mean, sure, I could import it directly into Reaper, but you know, I like to do experiments and stuff. So
maintenance collapsed, Embrolla tools collapsed.
I have Embrolla tools because I, you know, have Embrolla in eSpeak, or I have the Sappy 5 thing as well for that.
Munt MT32 sound module emulator collapsed 38 of 55 level 1.
Munt is the Roland MT32 emulator.
Notepad Plus collapsed 39 of 55 level 1.
Notepad Plus is one of another text editor I have.
NVDA collapsed 40 on 55
NVDA,
level
that's
1.
Obvious.
Python 3.6 collapsed.
Python, I have that because I have some Python stuff that I like to run sometimes.
Quick Windows Sequencer collapsed 42 on 55 level 1.
QWS, the Quick Windows Sequencer. And
Reaper X64 collapsed 43 on 55 level 1.
Reaper.
Skype collapsed 44 on 55 level 1.
Skype. And I use Reaper to edit or do, like, play with VST effects and stuff. And I actually, just recently, several minutes ago, rebuilt the OPL3 emulator stuff because I finished work on a program that lets you configure the Apogee and Doom drivers. So I'm actually going to install it after I'm done with this.
Skype talking collapsed 45 on 55 level 1.
Skype talking, like, sends notifications to your screen reader when contacts are away or online or offline or whatever.
Startup collapsed 46. Team Talk 5 collapsed.
Team Talk, I have that as well from when I go on some servers and talk to people.
True Voice collapsed 48.
True Voice, that's the English evaluator thing. I have the True Voice evaluator program on here.
Universal Extractor collapsed.
It let, Universal Extractor lets you extract stuff.
Video LAN collapsed 50 on 55 level 1.
VLC.
Virtual Recorder collapsed 51 on 55
what
level 1.
What are you using to record this?
Virtual MIDI synth collapsed 52 on 55 level 1.
It's cool stuff, virtual MIDI synth for sound fonts, even though I'm not really a sound font person. I still have it installed because I just like to experiment with them at times.
VMware collapsed 53 on 55 level 1.
My virtual machine stuff.
VT demo collapsed 54 on 55 level 1.
VT demo is like a vocal track demo thing. I did a recording way back about it.
YouTube DLG collapsed 55 on 55 level 1.
Finally, the YouTube DLG lets me download YouTube videos, so...
Search bar, start button, virtual recorder, not... Pause button, alt plus P.
I'm actually going to pause the recording and install the emulator, because I don't need to really demonstrate how to install the emulator, because it's easy to install, so... I'll be back once that is installed.
Space, pressed, space,
I'm
pressed,
back, I just installed the emulator, so... If I go on my start menu...
Start memory mimic officer lab team OPL 3 new collapse 41 on 5th
that is there. So you know. Anyway, let's go on my desktop and see what items are on my desktop.
Desktop recycle bin 1 on 31. Contains the files and Audacity 2 on 31 location. Sigwin 64 terminal 3 on 31. Fumar 2004 on in no setup. Compiler 5 on 31. MIDI player 6 on 31. Location.
MIDI player I used that comes with the OPL emulator MIDI driver that it came with the Microsoft SDK and I included with the driver.
MIDI selector 7 on 31.
The program lets you select your default MIDI device on Windows Vista and later.
Mozilla Firefox 8 on 3rd, NVDA 9 on 3rd, OPL 3 new MIDI driver configuration utility test.
Oh, that is the program I wrote that lets you configure the patch in the Apogee driver, the configuration of Doom driver, and the Doom driver patch, so.
Reaper X 64 11 on 31. Low Skype 12 on 31. Team Talk 5 Classic 13 on 31. Virtual Recorder 14 on VLC Media Player 15 on VMware Workstation 12 Player 6. YouTube DLG 17 Files 18 on Imdisk Virtual Disk Driver 90 IMF Creator 20 on Imdisk Mount Image File 21 on 31.
Imdisk, the image file thing.
Notepad plus plus 22 on 31. Note Rider 23 on 31. NSYS 24 on 31. RAM disk configuration 25 on 31. Location Skype talking 26 on 31. Start notepad 27.
My desktop to start Visual Studio sticks to, if one to open the IDE. So that's the little script I wrote.
Universal Extractor 28 on 31. Virtual MIDI Synth Configurator 29 on 31. VT Demo 30 on 31. Virtual MIDI. Welcome to Asus Product Registration 31 on 31.
That
okay.
is like the Asus thing that came with my motherboard's drivers. I don't really need that, but.
Recycle bin 1. Virtual recorder dialog. Pause button. Stop button. Alt
so
plus S.
That is the programs on my computer and my recording setup. So, I'll see you guys in the next recording. Bye.